So it did happen officially. The PGA Tour announced on Thursday that they're going to return in mid-June with a revised slate of events through Thanksgiving, starting at the Charles Schwab Challenge, June 11th through the 14th at the Fort Worth, Texas event. That's going to be the first one, assuming health and government officials will allow it with the coronavirus pandemic going along. And Ian, the man who's in charge of this tournament is somebody you know pretty well, but I feel sorry for Michael that he knows you more than the other way around.
Tournament director Michael Toth joins us now here on ESPN Radio. Mikey, man, look, I'm happy for you. I hope this whole thing comes off. I think all of America is hoping that this thing comes off. You, though, what has this been like for you leading up to this announcement today?
Yeah, thanks, guys. You know, it's I look at it as sort of razor's edge. You're on one side of the razor's edge of having the opportunity to come back to sport, regain life a little bit, watch some golf, be outside, host the best players in the world. And then, you know, the other side of the razor is there's a lot going on still with the economy and our care workers and people suffering from COVID-19. So it brings you back kind of the center. But I think golf's just a little bit different, and we're going to take the steps necessary to make sure that if we have that opportunity, we're going to do it right in Fort Worth.
How much do you think other sports, even though they're not like golf in terms of the players or the gallery or people attending, how much do you think other sports are looking at that if this goes off on June 11th through the 14th and you handle it the right way, that could give other sports a chance to say, if they were able to do it, we can do it in a different way and get sports back on the field?
It's scary. It's daunting because I want to make sure that we do it right. I know the PGA Tour wants to make sure they do it right. And so I hope we're a benchmark, and I hope we're an opportunity for people to get back to normal. But it's different. Golf's outdoors. You know, I can give you tickets, and you can go one way, and Fitzy can go the other way, and I can hang out around 18 green. So It's a little different, but I do want to be, and I think the tour wants to be, you know, the leader, and have that opportunity to be the benchmark for other sports to kind of look at and identify if it's the right time for them.
So what's the plan here? I mean, how much have you talked to the tour about, is it twosomes? Is it threesomes? How many people from TV, will Titleist, TaylorMade, Cleveland, whomever, right, be allowed to have their trucks there? How much of all of that has been knocked out, or do you have 2 months to figure that out?
A lot of that, Ian, has been discussed, and a lot more has to be figured out. We know that we're going to expand our field from 120 players as an invitational to 144. We know we're no fans, and there's elements that go along with that. But it's every element of the golf tournament is now going to be looked at, bisected, and we're going to have to change what we did in 2019 to what we do in 2020. But I think what's paramount in all of this is we have to put everybody that has the opportunity to be on the ground with us in a very safe environment. And the tour has been great. I mean, we talk to the tour every day, sometimes twice a day. And the other element too is Charles Schwab. I mean, they're a very, very conservative company. They've associated with us, and Derek Benbow, who I deal with, has been great. He understands it, and he wants to make sure that the environment is safe as well. But we're talking to everybody every day. I mean, my phone has to be on charge mode. I mean, all day long. It's crazy. I'm working from home trying to do this like we all are,
wow.
Right? So
yeah.
It's but, you know, no stone will be left unturned. And again, you know, state government officials play a key role in this. But we'll be ready if and when we have that opportunity.
Great stuff by Michael Toth, who is the tournament director of the Charles Schwab Challenge. That is going to be the event that allows the PGA Tour to get restarted from June 11th through the 14th, joining Freddie Coleman and Ian Fitzsimmons on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. I want to go back to what you said about big elements, especially involving no fans that will not be part, no spectators. What is the biggest element about not having a gallery for your tournament?
Well, the biggest is revenue, right? There's a revenue, a massive revenue ramification with that. But at the same time, you know, I'm a huge fan of Ryan Palmer. So Ryan Palmer's a member, PGA Tour winner. You know, when Ryan makes that 20-foot birdie putt on whatever hole, there's nobody there to celebrate it. You're celebrating it on TV, but I think just the eeriness of being around golf when Colonial is known for rope lines and crowds and all the energy and the excitement, I think that will be a little bit strange. But without question, the impact on charity, the impact on revenue, the lack of volunteers we're going to need, the corporate energy and the entertainment and everything that goes along with that, all of those things are going to make it very, very different. But again, if we can kind of make it if we make it a safe environment and you're able to watch it on TV, I think it'll be incredible.
And for people who don't know, Ryan Palmer is a member of Colonial. He lives in Fort Worth. He's won multiple times on the tour. And if you don't remember 2 years ago, was it 3 years ago, Mike? He and Jordan Spieth, they're best friends. They play all together all the time. Spieth is a diehard Longhorn. Rhino is an Aggie, and they're going at it in the final group. Was that 2 years ago?
2016.
Yeah, so 3 years ago. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. And the trash talk between them was absolutely spectacular. Go ahead, Mike.
I mean, Spieth birdies 16, 17, and 18 to win, you know? Yep. And I think for a lot of us, we were torn, you know, from a marketing perspective. You've got a young player on tour in Jordan Spieth, but, you know, talk about hometown hero in Ryan. For us to have his name on our wall of champions one day, and he'll do it. I know he will.
Ain't no doubt.
Would be incredible. But, yeah, I mean, that moment in 16 was incredible.
The state of Texas, though, has a big say in whether you can or cannot put this tournament on. So at what point do you expect to hear whether, hey, we're a go? Because this is not a tour decision. It's not your decision. You know, the governor or, you know, the city of Fort Worth, the county judge, it's a government official that has to say you're good. At what point do you expect to hear whether you're good or not?
Well, we know we're shelter in place till April 30th here in Texas. And then our county judge, Judge Whitley has supported that. So, we could hear as early as this week on whether April 30th is going to be extended or not. But we're working with Governor Abbott's office. We're working with Mayor Betsy Price's office. We're working with County Judge Whitley's office. We're outside that window. So we're outside of any window right now. But if there's an extension that goes into June or mid-June, you know, then we're in a situation where we're not going to be able to conduct the event. So we're working closely with them. And at that, you know, we have to trust them. And they're talking to medical officials. And you're right. It is out of the tour's hands. It's out of my hands. It's out of Ryan Palmer's hands. It's out of Charles Schwab's hands. And I know they're going to do what's right for the area, for the community, for North Texas, for Tarrant County, for Fort Worth. So our little golf tournament that goes on pales in comparison to what needs to be done in our area. But you know, things are happening here. Weather's getting warmer. You know, the trends in Texas seem to be not what they are in other states. So we may have that chance, but it's certainly – it boils down to government and state officials who are being provided, guidance is being provided by medical officials.
Michael Toth, the tournament director of the Charles Schwab Challenge with Freddie Coleman and Ian Fitzsimmons on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. We always have these two words more than ever before when it comes to getting live sports back on the field: hope and optimism. And especially when you're running a tournament like this that's going to kick off the restart of PGA Tour, those are in bold letters when it comes to hope and optimism. How much of that has been able to be a fuel for not only you, Michael, but for everybody concerned with this tournament, especially in that area in Fort Worth, Texas?
Well, it's both. You know, you're right. It's, you know, like I said, razor's edge. You have the optimistic razor's edge side, which I want to host the best golfers in the world. We want to be first back. We want to give sport back to the people. We want to allow PGA Tour players to compete and Charles Schwab to to have what they've invested in, and then you go back to, okay, reality is there's a lot of unemployment, people out of jobs, there's a lot of people hurting. The heroes and the caregivers in our country are the people that really should be receiving the limelight in every and all conversation. So, but you know, we're strong. America is strong. The right decision will be made. And right now the tour said, hey, we feel comfortable come back and playing. Colonial Country Club, Schwab, the city at this moment has said, okay, that's a good time frame. Let's keep looking at it. But everything's changing so much every hour of the day. Like, what happened yesterday is not the same today, and what's happened today will not be the same tomorrow. I mean, you look at 9/11, that changed our world forever, traveling and other things. What we're going through today is going to change how a PGA Tour event and other sporting events are conducted, not only if we are able to play in June, but what happens in years beyond that, 21 and beyond.
We all do our jobs, Michael. Hopefully, we will have your event and the limited media avail. I hope to be one of them. I hope to have a badge.
No chance. Forget it.
Exactly. No. Attaboy, Michael.
No. Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at, Annika Stormstrand played our event in 2003, and I was not a part of that. But people say it was unreal. And then I think we have the same situation. I think it's one of those things where media, people who don't know golf, people who are sports fans, people who are not sports fans, depending who plays in the field, I mean, every eyeball in the world could be on us, and that's pretty exciting.
Michael, stay safe. I hope to see you in a couple of months, and best to your family, and thank you so much for joining us here on ESPN Radio. We hope to have golf at your place at Colonial for the Charles Schwab Challenge coming up in early June. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.